Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get the deal you'll like on the Honda you'll love. I'm Winston Harrison. Here's what's happening. Philadelphia police now say they have the car involved in the fatal hit and run on North Broad Street early Monday morning, but are still looking for the driver. Police found the black Chevy Equinox near Beach Street and Columbia Avenue in Fishtown around 3 o'clock Monday afternoon. It was around 12:45 Monday morning when a 60-year-old man was crossing Broad Street even though there was a red light. The Equinox was speeding northbound on Broad and struck the man, then continued going north. Early Friday morning, a fire burned quickly through a row home in the Strawberry Mansion section of the city, killing a pregnant mother and two children. Firefighters returned to the neighborhood Tuesday, installing smoke alarms. KYW's Matt Coughlin was there.
Teams of firefighters went door to door along North Corley Street, hoping to prevent the deadly tragedy that has played out across Philadelphia 19 times this year. Fire Commissioner Jeffrey Thompson says smoke detectors are proven to save lives.
So we're going to install smoke alarms. Homes with smoke alarms, there's a 40 to 50% decrease that you will die in a fire if your home has smoke alarms.
I want to put it down a little bit further and not directly on the ceiling, maybe right on the right above a door.
Friday's fire killed three here in Strawberry Mansion, leaving a neighborhood in prayer as firefighters installed smoke detectors for those who don't have them and tested the batteries for those who do. Thompson says the row home where the fatal fire happened did have working smoke alarms.
Police called it an arson investigation and said one person has been questioned, but no charges have been filed. Governor Josh Shapiro's plan to fund public transit has passed in the House, but still faces a major hurdle in the Pennsylvania Senate, and local and state officials are hitting the ground to promote it. KYW's Nigel Thompson has more.
As he spoke from the outbound side of Croydon Station in Bucks County, Lieutenant Governor Austin Davis pushed the narrative of more state funding for public transit beyond just the discussion of Philadelphia.
This isn't about rural Pennsylvania versus urban Pennsylvania. There is public transit in all Pennsylvania's 67 counties.
Beyond the 1 million Pennsylvanians Davis cited that ride a form of public transportation every day in the state, he mentioned the ripple effect of its absence on other facets of life.
Severe cuts to transit is bad for people and it's bad for business here in Pennsylvania.
For SEPTA, Board Chair Kenneth Lawrence said cuts would be devastating.
The SEPTA system as we know it would cease to exist. 50 bus routes would be eliminated. Service on 5 regional rail lines would be eliminated. All rail service would end at 9 p.m.
As for potentially making a deal with Senate Republicans, Davis said compromise is always possible in Harrisburg, but mass transit is of highest priority for the administration. As the region braces itself for a potential heat wave, officials in Delaware County are taking steps to make sure residents have the resources to stay safe. As KYW's Justin Noodle tells us, they are doing this through a number of initiatives.
Seniors are some of the most susceptible to heat-related illnesses, says Karen Tinney with Delaware County's Office of Services for the Aging.
Some illnesses commonly found in older adults can worsen on hot days. Individuals with Alzheimer's disease and other related dementias may forget to hydrate.
PECO's Michelle Garrity says in addition to donating more than 600 box fans to seniors they can pick up from a number of senior centers, they have advice on how to keep that PECO bill from getting too hot over the summer.
Some of the tips that will be noted would be certain temperatures to keep your AC at, to draw your shades. We also do have an energy audit program that customers can look into where someone could come out and provide energy saving tips.
The county's 2025 heat plan will be released to the public this Friday. The Pennsylvania House has passed a bill with dedicated funding for SEPTA and mass transit across Pennsylvania. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Joe Melwer tells us the bill also sets aside additional funding for roads and takes steps for comprehensive transportation funding reform.
The bill from Philadelphia Democrat and House Transportation Committee Chairman Ed Nielsen does not raise the state sales tax, but instead directs a higher percentage to mass transit, adding an additional $300 million. The bill was amended on the House floor to also direct more money to roads and bridges, and Nielsen says it lays the groundwork for a long-term transportation funding plan.
A bipartisan commission will be asked to develop a comprehensive proposal to address Pennsylvania's transportation needs all across the Commonwealth.
Nielsen notes the Pennsylvania legislature hasn't passed a major transportation package since 2013.
The commission will put together a list of potential revenue sources for the General Assembly to consider. It will also be put together a list of potential cost savings, including private-public partnerships to make our system work.
Those opposed to the plan say while it doesn't specifically raise taxes, it doesn't account for the $300 million it shifts to transportation, and they say that was being spent somewhere. That's the All Local Line, Winston Harris. Listen live anytime with the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's be honest, you've been portrayed as a monster.
Yes.
Evil, maniacal.
What's it like to interview a killer? 48 Hours is taking you inside what we've learned about the criminal mind. This is Killer Conversation. You can follow and listen to Killer Conversation on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.